Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome to Friday Form Focus. It is one of my favourite days of the year. Blue Diamond Stakes Day. We're looking for winners galore. And the man who will provide all of them is Mick Sharkey. How are you, Shark?
Hello, Michael. I'm very well. Are you very well?
Yeah,
can't look at your social calendar at the moment. You're just a... You are the, would be the most in-demand MC in Australia.
So
of course, with the lovely Jacqueline as well. I'm still seething that you guys didn't get the king
tweets.
And queen of Moomba.
That's Jane Bunn's territory.
Now look,
we don't compete with
Jane Bunn. Is Channel 7 obviously one of the stars of 7 News? But if you're going to go down the 7 News angle, surely Australia's favourite husband and wife news team would be at the top of the tree.
Let's talk about you for a moment and
2020 for
your
you.
Great mates, Gator and Richo. You're
yes.
back.
Yes.
Can't wait. At 10:30 this morning, tune in after the Country Racing Show, The Great Game, the podcast, which is available to be downloaded
somewhat controversial
on iTunes and
podcast.
Also on the RSN website. We are putting it to air. We've been able to get it legaled.
Yes,
and
it has been legaled.
It is only just able to go to air, but that is on at 10:30 this morning, and it'll be on each and every Friday at 10:30 over the Autumn Carnival. Great to have some great minds, some mediocre minds, and as I said earlier, Gator on air this morning.
Yes, we're lucky we don't film the Great Game podcast, because I don't think it would be legal. Indecent exposure would be certainly an issue there for David, given the, well, scantily clad is the phrase I'd use to describe his outfit. It's quite disgusting, to be honest.
He loves his body, Gator.
He's about the only one.
We'll get to see Gator tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. Speaking of someone who loves their appearance, there is no one in the racing world that has a more styled and combed bouffant than Nicholas Quinn, and he joins us live in the studio with all the odds for Diamond Day. How are you, Quinny?
I'm very well. I did enjoy the banter on Twitter following the photo yesterday from the podcast, and I enjoyed one tweet where it said it looks like a TV show where two people try and dress the most opposite from each other as possible, and that was a reflection on how you looked in the studio.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It is a good podcast, not for television, but for radio. Hey, Quinny, we're going to go through each and every race.
Yep.
But at this point in time, what's been the best backed runner in any race at Caulfield?
The lucky last. Avilius has been absolutely crunched already. And I dare say if a few of the favourites win throughout the course of the day, potentially the stablemate a little bit earlier on in race number 6, Elise, and potentially another hot favourite like Nature Strip winning as well, Avilius will be even shorter. Already has been backed from 270 into 225, the best backed runner anywhere across the country to hopefully help punters end the day with a bang.
Wow. It could be a huge day for punters. There's a lot of shorties both at Caulfield and in Sydney. We'll get your thoughts about that as well. But before that, we're going to have a chat to the track manager, Jason Kerr at Caulfield. It is one of their big days. How are you, Jace?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Try the rail out to 3 metres for tomorrow. Is that the normal pattern that you do?
Yeah, same as last year. We the year before we may have left it in the true, but no, we came out 3 metres last year after all stakes, and same again this year.
A little bit of chatter after last week's meeting that it might have been a touch leaderish. What did you think?
I didn't really have an opinion. I was happy enough with the way it raced. Yeah, I mean, certainly some front runners won. I think you tend to get that at Caulfield anyway, but there's always a little bit of chatter either way, Michael. So, yeah, didn't hear it, but I can see where they're coming from.
What are we looking at tomorrow? Perfect conditions, no doubt. It's been a pretty good week.
Yeah, it's been a great week. The real warm weather seems to have passed us for this week anyway, so it's been a preparation-wise, it's been a lot easier. So we've put on irrigation for the week. We're putting on 10 mils today, which will finish our irrigation program for the week, and it'll dead four at the moment. It'll come up dead four again in the morning on the improve, and it's going to be 25 tomorrow. So sunny day, not too hot, no strong sort of northerly winds or anything. So it should be it'll improve during the day marginally, but it should be just about spot on, I think.
Perfect conditions. Good luck tomorrow, Jace.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, gents, let's get stuck into it. The first race is the Mornington Cup Prelude. And there's a shorty to kick off the day, Quinny.
And has been well back, 280 into 210 for Secunderabad, who heads the market at that quote. Jamay, a 550 second elect. I'm a princess at 6. Call me handsome, 650. Midterm, 650 out to 850. Lots of well-backed favourites on the card. Now, Mick Sharkey, you tell us every week you're going to tip the card. If ever you're going to do it, tomorrow could be the day.
It's going to happen, Mick. Tomorrow's the day.
I like it. There's the promo.
Never been more confident about tipping the card.
Well, you've got to get the first.
Oh, that's a battle.
Surely.
Happen.
This is one of the good things of the day,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. Best of the day, Secunderabad. Get it early, punters. Get in there and get stuck in. Get it early. Look. The main reason why I'm so keen on him in this race is because he has a fitness edge over his main rival, which is Jamay, who is a very, very good horse, don't get me wrong there, and has trialled really nicely. I thought his work at Wodonga on, I think it was Feb 12 or 13, was excellent, just basically untouched in that trial, and there are a couple of handy ones in the trial as well. So he's come back really well, but he has to give a fitter Secunderabad 2 kilos. I just hope that Jordan Childs from Barrier 10 is positive from the gate. If you look back through Secunderabad's career, when he's drawn wide, his riders have been a bit more conservative and taken him back in the field, and often he's run on late without winning. What we've seen from him this preparation is that he's been good from the gates, from inside gates. Over 1,400, he was, you know, closer than I think many would expect over 14 when he was settling sort of seventh in running. And then over a mile in the Carline Cup, he was right behind the speed. I think that's where he needs to be, in that fifth to sixth sort of position out to this distance. And I think third up, he gets every possible chance to win.
He's absolutely flying at the moment. Jamay is a better horse on paper at this stage. He's got better performances.
On paper.
But a mile and a half is probably his go more than 2,000, isn't it?
I would think so, yeah. And probably Flemington. More
and
so
any
than
concern?
Caulfield.
Last time we went to Caulfield, he lost a leg.
Yeah, I think there was an issue there that day, though. They made some changes to his work and he bounced straight back when he got back to Flemington. But his best form is undoubtedly at Flemington. So that's another little edge there for Secunderabad. I think there's a really good roughie in the race if you're playing exotics, and that is Mr. Clarify, number 9.
71 the win, 12 the place.
Yeah. More so the place, I would say.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Kate Waters and Wayne Waters, they can pull out a win here. And that. What about midterm? I would have thought midterm you'd have given a chance to first up as well.
Yeah, he was good. Again, over 2,400 was when he really came into his own during the spring. We haven't seen much of him. He's only had a handful of starts in Australia. All of the three best runs have been at 2,400 in the a race behind Hydechurch, then the Met Shop, and then the Geelong Cup. So I'm looking for him to springboard off this one.
All right, get it early and get it while it's hot at Caulfield. Oh, 2:10,
absolutely.
Secunderabad. Now, we do have the early bird special at midday. So it's $2.10 now. We're going to get a little bit of a spoil at midday, aren't we?
That's exactly right. From midday till 6 p.m, the early bird special, where the odds are inflated throughout the course of the day. So if you do plan on investing early, that's obviously when you want to do it today.
All right. Race number 2, a little bit better value here for the punters, although, gee, we was listening to Kieran Maher earlier. He was very confident about Global Exchange. I'm keen to find out what price it is. Arameo, the blinkers go on. Probably the class horse of the race. Kosatok won the Derby down in Tasmania. Outside of that, it looks a pretty open race, and we've got Declares War stepping up in distance. So what's the market doing, Quinny?
Arameo has been the best backed runner, currently a $3.40 favourite. Luna Flares had support as well, now the second elect at 5. Cosadot's been a little bit soft at this stage, now at 6. Declares War a 6.50 chance. Global Exchange best the rest at 11. Good betting race. Arameo and Luna Flare, the two popular picks.
Okay, $11 Global Exchange. I was taken with its win last start, and Kieran Maher was very, very buoyant about its chances this morning.
And a done deal with blinkers on, which we are seeing very early in the piece, tends to be a favourable addition to that breed. So that might really spark another couple of lengths onto what is already a pretty handy horse. I think what we're seeing so far this autumn is continuing on from the spring in terms of these three-year-old milers, or basically the three-year-old crop in general. There's not a lot between them. Take out the Autumn Sun in the Guineas, and there was a whole heap of them there within a couple of lengths of each other. Similar story last week in the CS Hayes. We had the Inevitable come over from Tassie, sit three wide and win, and a horse that was coming through midweek form, Major Chivalry, run second, and a whole heap of them stacked up behind. So Arameo is the class runner. He gets Bowman, he gets Blinkers. He's in a race he really should be winning. But I think there are a couple in the race, Global Exchange, and a horse that is gross overs, number 11, Boomstock, that I think are more than capable of measuring up to this sort of grade. I'm finding it really hard to split that trio. But given he's $19, I think I'd side with Boomstock each way.
Out of that race, I was more taken with the runner Florida Dream, who was phenomenal the last 200.
Well, he was eye-catching late because he lost touch with them when they came out of the dip and then really picked up and smashed the line. But Boomstock was coming off his maiden win, was in tight behind the speed. They didn't go all that hard in that race. In fact, it was nearly a pedestrian tempo in front. And he was just towing up, always onto heels, with no room to really move and build into the race. He's a horse that I think will need to do that to be at his best. When the gap came very late, I loved how he picked up immediately through the gap and was really surging to them on the line. You know, another 50 metres, you could make a case that he probably catches the winner. So I just think he's been overlooked in this race. And you're right, Florida Dream out of that race has probably got the flashing light on its head, but Boomstock arguably, well, in my opinion, was a better run.
All right, so what are you doing? It's a tough race.
Tough race. Really hard to split 1, 9 and 11. But purely on the basis of price at $19, I'll go Boomstock on top.
All right, let's have a look at race number 3, Quinny. This is the Mannerism. Another interesting race here. I'd imagine the market is reasonably wide after the scratching of Savatiano.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The best back runner is Spanish Reef, who's a 350 favourite. I'm a Star at 390. Nantali, a 460 shot. Jamaican Rain, 5. Teleplay, 950. Supre at 16. Payroll, best the rest at 21. Overall, Spanish Reef, the best backed ahead of I'm a Star.
Has it been decent money for I'm a Star?
Yes, yeah, second best backed runner in the race. There's been one bet of 5,000 at $4 place yesterday.
She looks a good race for her again. I know she's got the 59 kilos, but if she hadn't drawn 11, I'd be keen on her.
No, she'll have these, I'm a Star. She'll beat this lot. There's not a lot of speed here. She can come. The beauty of 11 for her is that the leader, Prussian Vixen, has drawn 10.
Mm.
So it'll come out running. Ben Mellon can come across with Prussian Vixen and effectively stalk that horse. Nantali's drawn 9, and that's probably the other horse that will like to go forward and be somewhere near the speed. I don't think she'll get a bad run at all, I'm a Star, and I think she was excellent. First up in the Balmain, very, very good run, just picking up late, gave the winner 3 kilos, gave the runner-up 4 kilos, was hitting the line just as well as them. The other good run out of the race was Spanish Reef, and she meets that horse on equal terms here. I'll take that form well and truly above those sort of on the minimum in this race, and regardless of the fact that Nantali and Supre are handy off-season horses and they've been winning. I think I'm a Star is a better horse than them, and I think she's ready to win. She's had 2 goes at the track and distance and been unplaced both times. But if you go back through her form, one of those was in a Guineas Prelude and she ran 4th and drew really wide, got back to last and was flying home.
Mm.
And the other one was first up when she ran 7th in a Memsie, Group 1 level behind Vega Magic. So there's no horses of that quality in this race. I think that's a bit of a false read onto her abilities at 1400 at Caulfield, and I have her on top.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like her as well. I am a Star. Jamaican Rain's well in the betting. She wants rain, we know that.
Wet track.
Can she tackle the top two on a firm deck?
She's a nice horse on good ground, but she is that much better on rain-affected ground. So on a good 4, that will probably improve to a good 3, you would assume. I would have I'm a Star ahead of Jamaican Rain.
All right. They are the first 3 races done and dusted at Caulfield. We're going to take a break on the other side of this. We'll continue our look at the Heath. We're coming up to the major races, and we'll also get Sharky and also Nicky Quinn's thoughts in the markets on the features in Sydney as well.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
We're 3 races down on Friday Form Focus, and Mick Sharkey is confident he has found the first 3 winners.
Yeah.
If you're only joining us, you can get the podcast off the website, get his selections off the website, because he's on a heater, he thinks. And we're up to race number 4. This is an interesting race. We have Yankee Eyes scratched. But this visitor from WA, Angelic Ruler, who's got a great record, 9 starts for 5 wins, Quinny, has there been much market support?
Yes, yeah, second best back runner in the race, does head the betting at 380. The early support has been for Queen La Diva, who's been 750 to 650 and holds about 40% of the overall investment. Princess Jenny, a $6.50 chance for two at 7. Quafilla, 750. News Girl, best the rest at 10. But Angelic Ruler has had early support.
Gee, I found this a tricky, tricky race because I really like Princess Jenny down the bottom. She was scratched last start. Zubo was putrid last start, but it's got better form than that. And you got the likes of Yulong Meteor, who showed form. And then we got Quafila, who returns, and throw in the Sand Groper. What are you doing here, Shark?
The Sand Groper. She's pretty talented, the Sand
Looks
Groper.
Like it.
Watching her replays over the last couple of days, I would suggest she'll get back to probably near last. And we'll look for gaps to build momentum and run home. That tends to be how she races. So already potentially up against it at Caulfield first time with that sort of pattern. But you can't deny her talents. Tricky race. Tricky race. I could back for two, although she doesn't win all that often. And she seems to find bad luck more often than good luck. Quafila, the horse you mentioned, going well. Queen La Diva's got ability. Yulong Meteor, I had a love affair with during the spring. She won first up over 1,200 at Benalla, which was a bit of a surprise, but Class got her through there. Street Icon's unbeaten. Really tough race. Sadly for fans of Princess Jenny, and probably for our fortunes tomorrow, we are either singing from a very profitable book, or we are both barking
up terrible
trees. I really like Princess Jenny each way. Again, I don't think there's much between these fillies. She's a bit of a left field form line. We've seen her on top of the ground once. Her acceleration was fantastic at Geelong back in November. David Bryduck put her away immediately. It's always a good sign. David's a very patient trainer, and he doesn't often get them wrong in terms of class when he places them. He gets the grading right for these horses. She went to Cranbourne early in Feb, and the acceleration was there again in that trial. As soon as Jai McNeil clicked her up, she quickened away from them, and then it was gears down sort of business. It was a really good trial. I think she's drawn well to sit in the first half of the field, and if she kicks into top gear again for Damien Thornton, she will go very close. She's a nice little each-way bet.
Has there been much money for Quinny, Princess Jenny?
Yeah, Princess Jenny has been the third best backed runner in the race at this stage, currently a $6.50 chance.
All right. Well, Princess Jenny, with her each way as well. So we'll see how that goes. And good luck to Daniel and Ben Pierce with Angelic Ruler coming over here from WA. We know the WA form has been lining up recently as well. Now we get to one of the first features of the day, and it is the Ladbrokes Zetative Stakes. We take out Spin, who's racing in Sydney, which leaves us with just a field of six. But, gee, there's a lot of intrigue. Zusane opened up pretty tight. Where's the money going?
Well, Zusane was $1.80 initially, and Mick Sharkey said if he could get even money, he was having my life on Zusane. Has already drifted out to even money.
There you go.
Tin Hat's been the market mover. $3.80 all the way into $2.60 and holds about 80% of the early investment. Poised to strike an $8 chance. Yulong January at $10. $15 or better the rest, but it's all about Tin Hat with the early money. What do you make of that, Shark?
I can see why. The horse is absolutely airborne. And the thing he's doing, he's winning races from the front, but running really good time and sustaining a high speed from go to woe. And horses that he's been running against in recent runs haven't been able to go with him. And that's basically what's winning him these races. So great racing pattern, particularly for Caulfield. We saw him in the Manfred last start. Just ran them off their legs. You know, he's probably spent on the line, but it didn't matter because the chasers weren't there in time. I can understand why there's money for him, but I'm hoping we see Zusane at full noise tomorrow. Just beast mode sort of stuff. Because this is a horse that I think we've all been waiting for the autumn to arrive as a three-year-old. He's always looked at that would be his go. His trials leading into the spring were awesome. He ran three really good races. Heavy Track beat him first up. The Autumn Sun beat him second up. And then down the straight in the Coolmore, he ran into a really slick filly at her very best. Again, trials have been super this time around. I want to see him tomorrow at Caulfield really stamp himself as a genuine Group 1 horse. And to do that, he probably has to smack this lot up.
From a betting perspective, what do we do then? Do we wait, seeing the money has been for Tin Hat, Zusain's getting out?
Yeah. I would wait a little bit. If you get a little bit better than $2, you know, and he does what he is capable of doing, we'll all be sitting around afterwards like, oh, wow, that was a great bet at $2.20 or $2.25. Same token, though. If he starts to firm up in the next sort of 12 hours, just grab some of the black figures about him.
Gee,
he's a seriously good horse, but he has to prove it now.
Like a bomb. I've backed him early doors in the Newmarket. I think that is his race. I'm worried about tomorrow. It's only a small field. Tin Hat on the bunny with the fitness, sitting up or running them at their sectionals he likes, getting the gap on the point of the turn, scooting away. Can Zusain running
Let's
down?
Be honest. If Zusain is legitimately a Newmarket hope, he's beating Tin Hat tomorrow, under that circumstance.
He could fly home and get beaten ahead and run second.
Even under those circumstances, even with Tin Hat going at his best, I don't think Zusain will be that far away from
Zusain or Tin Hat could have won the Oakley Plate if they'd run him in the Oakley Plate.
Would have been interesting, wouldn't it? He runs those times, and he can sustain it. So maybe he's a horse that, you know, he doesn't run Nature Strip times, but we saw Jungle Edge against Nature Strip a couple of weeks ago just be able to maintain a faster gallop than anything else in the field and hold on for seconds. So, yeah, mightn't have been the silliest plan. Interesting race, though. Terbium's a nice horse down the bottom, unbeaten 3 for 3, but this is a fair old step up in class. He might be able to run into third or fourth, but I think it's between Tin Hat and Zusain.
Well, hang on. Are you wavering now? Because you have Quinny's life on him at one stage, and now you're saying, could get beaten.
What time's the race? 2:55. Quinny may well be dead by 3 p.m. Like, if Tin Hat, if he does the right thing, and I've had Quinny's life on it, but I just...
You say that rather nonchalantly.
Matt Stewart effect. It's starting to rub off on people, unfortunately.
It's the news generation we live in. Zusain, I think he'll really put his hand up tomorrow. I'm hoping he does anyway, because Kevin Tari let me down the other week when we wanted to see him in brutal form. He wasn't. So hopefully Zusain brings the brutality tomorrow.
It's a question that you can't really answer because it's determined on pools. But what do you reckon the Quinella would play? Zusain, Tin Hat.
Tab does predictive.
Yeah, they do.
Exotic pools now, don't they?
That'd probably be even money.
That'd be a night. If you could get even money to Quinella, I'd be happy with that. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what unfolds. Let's get on to the first leg of the quaddy, and that is the Yulong Futurity Stakes, and this is a cracking race. Wow. Everywhere you look, it is class, and we get to see Elise, the favourite for the All-Star Mile, back at Caulfield. What price is she?
270 to 230, the second best backed runner on the program. She's been crunched. Brave Smash, a 650 second elect. Land of Plenty at 7. Laura May, 950. Red Kirk Warrior, good push from Dino there, a $12 shot. But Elise has been well backed, and I hope for punter's sake the boys in blue do have a good day at Caulfield tomorrow.
She's interesting. She is a star. I love her.
She is.
But would you rather take 230 Elise or $2.80 the place Le Romaine?
That's a really good question, because Le Romaine is going to be a fair way in front of her, you'd have thought. And the wide gate, I don't think, is an issue for Le Romaine, because, you know, if the track is sort of playing, you know, if they're starting to use up the inside a little bit and riders are looking for a little bit more of the track, Le Romaine will be on speed and can angle towards that ground very well. Oliver's riding really well. He's such a genuine horse, Le Romaine. I know we're going to talk to Chris Lees in a moment, but you would love to have 10 of him in your stable.
I'd be happy with just one.
Well, yeah, to be fair, he's won nearly $4 million, so that's a good call too.
Well, let's have a chat to the man who puts a polish on him, Chrissy Lees, who joins us. How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, thanks, Michael.
Gee, can't wait to see Le Romaine back in action down here. I know she tailed him up in the expressway, but you must be looking forward to having another crack at Elise at the 1400 second up.
Yeah, he's certainly come on the right way. You're right, she was very dominant in her win, but she's had a run under her belt in the trial. So I think we're seeing our horse come on the right way, but she's certainly going to be very hard to beat.
Chris, around Caulfield, the head start factor with Le Romaine, he's going to be up near the speed. Elise will probably drift back to near last. Does that give you confidence you can, you know, get that edge over her this time round?
Yeah, it does. You know, he'll be ridden in a positive manner from his gate, and he's the type of horse. He likes to have that building momentum. He stepped a bit slow first up, and it meant he was third fence, which normally says a terrific spot. But they went pretty steady through the first half and then quickened, and it just took him a while to get back into gear. And he was strong late without ever threatening the winner. But from that draw, he'll be able to roll and put the pressure into the race when it suits him. I think it'll set up nicely for him.
Gee, you must have been happy with Brave Smash. I know it was the first time you really got to have a look at him, but his improvement into the CF4 Stakes last start just put the writing on the wall, and he's drawn a nice barrier tomorrow.
Yeah, they said he would improve, and going forward he'd improve again, so I'm hopeful that's the case. He's certainly worked well enough to be most competitive tomorrow. I think the important thing is the alley with him. He can just fire up a little, and we have put the blinkers on him, which... he didn't have it his most recent start. Mm. So I think it's vital that he got that good draw to just be covered up in the early stages. And he's probably going to get the right run and give himself every chance.
Can you split the two of them?
Oh, look, I've got a lot better understanding of La Romaine, but as you said, I think Brave Smash certainly right in the race with his good draw. I think the market's got them both pretty tight and probably about right.
And then his... plan is still to go to the Newmarket, Brave Smash?
He's still in the nominations. That'll be something discussed probably post-weight. You know, he's a dual Group 1 winner, so we'll see what type of handicap he gets. And I suppose between Aquis and Australian Bloodstock, we'll come up with a plan.
Chris, are you still hoping that one or two of these runners could potentially still gain a start in the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, certainly the plan, all along with La Romaine. So I'm hopeful that he can run in the first couple and be elevated into the race, but what will be, and if not, we'll bring back probably for a Canterbury Stakes in Sydney.
Chris, before we let you go, what did you make of Miss Fabulous last week?
Yeah, look, it was not a run. I didn't have a flashing light on her by any means. She still had really good late sectionals. Karen was adamant. She just slipped, and when you watch the replay, we're always going back, so it meant we're in trouble when the pace came out of the race. She just slipped on about the 500-metre mark, and it took her a while to pick up again. She was okay through the line. Last preparation, she was a bit plain at 1,200, then jumped out of the ground at 1,400. And I'm on her work this morning. I wouldn't be surprised if she does it again next Saturday in the Surround Stakes.
And you scratched Jem's song out of the Hobartville. Is everything all right there?
Yeah, he just had a really low-grade infection, just a bit of cellulitis in one leg. Just a little infection under the skin. It's nearly cleared up with some treatment. So, unfortunate, but it just needed to be cleared up and hopefully maybe get him to the races next Saturday.
Okay, and good news coming through for a lot of the W Pike fans. You're going to put Pikey on graph in the Newmarket.
Yeah, no, really looking forward to using William Pike. He's a world-class rider and looking forward to seeing on graph. He's a big strapping colt. I think he'll suit his horsemanship and... he's probably going to get in around the 50 and a half, I'd suggest. So I think he's a nice option.
Yeah, we can't wait to see him at Flemington. You've got a host of runners all over Australia. Who's your best for the weekend, do you think, Chris?
I'd suggest that the two, like, as you said, I can't really split them, but I think them two have both run terrific races down there.
Good luck, Chris. Stable's flying.
Thanks, boys. Cheers. Good luck.
Chris Lewis, this is such an intriguing race. Sharky, if you were going to play... from a betting perspective, which way are you going?
Well, I'm open-minded about betting against Elise at the price because from the gate, she's going to get a long way back. She's going to have to come from near enough last. So that is a slight concern for me, given the quality of horse that she's running against here. It's not a five-horse field as it was last start. She has to run past 11 rivals and may well do it from the back of the field. She's been absolutely awesome in her two wins at Sydney. No knock on the form whatsoever. But the way the race may pan out, I think she needs to be better odds than what she is for me to be backing her. The two horses I could back in the race, given the runs they're likely to get, a Brave Smash, number three, with the blinkers on. He just gets such an easy run. It's a no-brainer. He's just going to lob there, sit in the right spot. You know, he will have no excuses.
He's been best backed, hasn't he, Quinny?
Yes, he's been second best backed behind Elise.
He will have absolutely no excuse if beaten, Brave Smash. The other horse that's been forgotten about and which is ridiculous odds is Hartnell, number one. Three starts at the trip, two wins in a second. 1,200 first up. I thought the run was good. I thought the run was good. 1,400's his go. $18 is gross overs.
All right, so first leg of the quaddy.
Well, you can take one with Elise, one out, because I think most people will do something like that. And then, this look, for a wider quaddy, I'd go 1, 3, 4, Redcoat Warrior, I think, from the gate. 7, Land of Plenty, and 11, Elise.
1, Hartnell.
Yeah.
3, Brave Smash.
Yeah, Redcoat Warrior.
4, Redkirk. 7, Land of Plenty, and the 11, Elise.
Elise wins, and I've got 4 too
Land
many.
Of Plenty, Land of Plenty's got a huge chance. You feel me? You're leaving old mate Lee Romaine out of the first leg of the quaddie.
He runs more placings and wins at this level, but he's a very good horse.
Gents, we've got some breaking news. We're up to the Blue Diamond, and I can tell you that the vet inspection is currently underway on Loving Gabby, but Shotmaker has been passed fit to run. So that is great news for Mick Price and all of the connections. Quinny, give us the full market in the Ladbrokes Blue Diamond.
Okay, hitting the market now is Lyra, $5.50 favourite. Loving Gabby's been 4 out to 6 since Tuesday. Aetheri's $7.50. I'm Immortal, $9.50. Catch Me at $9.50. Vinakunka at $10. Brooklyn Hustle, $11. Hawker Hurricane, $13. Shotmaker, $14. Andressi Avenue, $18. Bellarossa, $23. Lankenstar, $31. Free of Debt, $34. Gamekeeper, $51. The best backed runners in the last couple of days, Liar, who's the new favourite, Aetheri, and I'm Immortal.
Interesting. The drift, obviously, with Loving Gabby with the news of this vet inspection. Do you think if she gets past fit to run that she will tighten up?
Yeah, possibly, but she was on the drift prior to that. She had been 4 out to 440 before final field was announced, 450 out to 550 in the days that followed, and 550 out to 6 since the news in the last 24 hours. I don't think she'll start favourite, irrespective of what does happen today.
When's the last time we had a $5.50 the field blue
diamond? Yeah, very open, very even as well.
It is indeed. I'm a Theory fan. I've been on her for a while. Tricky gate. If she can get some cover, I'm still confident that she's going to bounce off that placing in the prelude and be one of the hardest to beat. What's your thoughts? I'm Immortal. Gut feel, 1,200, yes or no?
I think he'll run it.
Well, he'll finish the race, yes. But can he do it faster than the others?
What I think will happen is he'll run virtually the same as he has in the preview and the prelude. He'll lead or be right up there with Vinakunka. He'll quicken and find a length and a half, and then it's a matter of how close the closers are. I think the closers are better than the on-speed horses this year.
I'm going to get your potted form and all the runners here. Hawker Hurricane, you're on at 50 to 1.
Yeah, I'm on him at 50s, but he's probably at his right price at $12 or $13. He's got an each-way chance, probably more the place.
Free of Debt. Gee, he was good down the straight. Oh, he was as green as grass. Horse.
Yeah, I think that greenness puts me off. You're winning a feature two-year-old race. You have to do most things right. And I think most of the best analysts in this country, Dean Lester's, David Gately, Tony Brassell, I think they'd all agree with that. You have to do most things right. The fact that Free of Debt ran so greenly down the straight, that's a worry for me.
Shotmaker has been passed fit to run, trying to do what Loving Gabby is trying to do, and do what Redoute's Choice did, win at its second start.
Both of those horses had won going into a Blue Diamond. Shotmaker was an admirable second on debut. I think he's a really nice horse, but it's a massive ask to win a diamond at your second start.
Gamekeeper, is he making up the numbers?
Probably. I think he would have won if he went to Sandown midweek, but he got a run in this, so why not have a crack?
Catch Me was the $4 favourite, Quinny, around that price before the prelude.
$3.70.
Wow. Got out to $15, back into around $9.50 now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Brooklyn Hustle was also 6 into $4.20 early doors as well.
Nice
Snowden's still got a ring of confidence.
Yeah, I think that big move was an overreaction. It was the first time we'd seen any of the diamond horses in that Australia Day weekend. She was probably the best winner. She was more impressive than I'm Immortal. Therefore, the markets reacted accordingly. I don't like them off a bad run. And I thought she was weak under pressure there last time.
Liar, the new favourite into $5.50.
Talented horse. Sail to Caulfield maybe speaks more to the evenness of this group of two-year-olds rather than the fact that she's some sort of standout. But it was a very good win. She had the toe in on the back of Aetheri. I'm not sure she'll beat Aetheri home this time.
Vinakunka?
Forgotten horse. Very, very fast, early, can sustain an effort. She'll run 1,200, and I think she's a knockout chance.
All right. Bella Rosa, second behind Loving Gabby.
I love this filly. I don't know why she's such a long price. I think Loving Gabby was trained up to win the Chairman's. I think Bella Rosa still had a bit more to come. Her win during the carnival on a wet track was excellent. She wanted to lay in behind Lanagira that last 100. And the only time she got clear was about 50 from the line, and she was picking up and hitting the line really well behind Loving Gabby. So I think she can run a massive race at odds.
And Loving Gabby, who has been inspected as we speak.
Who knows? If she's fit and well, she's a winning chance. If she's not fit and well, she won't run. So where we sit at the moment, we assume she'll run. Yep, she can win.
On what she did on debut, though, is she good enough to win?
Yeah, it was a big effort. She's a big filly, so she'll need plenty of room, which she gets from 12. But how far back is she going to get? If Brooklyn Hustle and Mathiri settle in front of her, they'll quicken as well as her, you would think, on what we've seen so far. So she'll need to be very good from the back.
Mathiri?
Yeah, can win. It was too close last time, in my opinion. Her first up win back in December was just brilliant. It was one of the top five wins of the two-year-old season so far, in my humble opinion, beating a session. I just think she was too close and too fresh last time. No surprise if she sort of bobs up midfield just off and quickens up like she did in that debut run.
Lankenstar?
Good place chance.
Brooklyn Hustle?
Another one of those phenomenal performances. Same day as Aetheri as well, December 1st at Moonee Valley. Her last 600 was excellent. It was one of the best last 600s of the day on that race meeting, and that is important for me. I like horses that can run a strong 600 more so than a brilliant last 200, because it shows they can sustain an effort. I think that Prelude Run was a tune-up. I reckon she'll strip heaps fitter for this. I would not be surprised if she opened this lot up.
Where do you think she'll be in the run?
Off midfield.
Right. Okay.
Look, that was the pattern that worked for her. Although she was a little bit slow away at her first start, but coming from behind worked for her. I don't think they'll be looking to bounce up and sit on speed.
Do you think she can find 5 lengths easily?
Yeah.
What price is she?
11.
Well, she only needs to find 3, really, to beat the horses that she ran behind.
Well, I'm going to say that the others will probably improve out of that race as well.
Maybe.
Andrasay Avenue. Good day to our mate Trent Lankscale, who's currently in the fetal position because he knocked back a share.
There's a few TAB people in this, aren't there?
There are.
And no Nick Quinn?
No.
Yeah, what happened to you?
I don't go in horses that win races.
Oh, okay, right. Forgot about that. That's not a great
Dino's tipped it on top.
I heard Dean this morning. Now, again, Dean's thinking outside of the obvious, which tells you that this is a really open blue diamond. And it was a great win last week. Why couldn't it be in the finish? Personally, I'll risk it, but you know, the Dean Lester disciples are probably greater in number.
Well, it's $18. $18 now. I think the best bet is that it'll probably start shorter than $18 when Dean.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, particularly when people start listening back.
Trent's worked it out. It's going to cost him only $98,000 if it does win. How much should he have on at the $18 to sort of level his books?
All of his money.
No, he's not going to have $2 million on.
I need to see Lankscale.
He's got two properties.
You know, he's got two properties.
Mm.
He needs to spend less time. Oh, and actually, it's probably a good
anyway,
idea.
Anyway, we're running out of time, boys. We'll discuss Trent Lankscale's life and times.
You need a whole day
in 10 p.m.
a special program. You haven't discounted many. I want your top four and what you're putting in the quaddie.
I'm putting Brooklyn Hustle on top, number 13, to beat number 11, Aetheri, 2, Hawker Hurricane, 8, Vinigunka.
And who else are you putting in the quaddie?
I'm Immortal.
So, 1...
Loving Gabby.
All right, you've confused me now. I need these numbers. So we're going to go...
You want to go from
one,
the top. You want to do
two,
it like a sensible person. Okay.
1, 2...
Fine. 1, 2, 8.
8, Vinakunka.
Yeah.
10, Loving Gabby.
11.
11, Aetheri.
13.
13, Brooklyn Hustle.
And if you wanted to go one more, go Bella Rosa. But that's up to you. User discretion advised.
1, 2, 8, 10, 11, 13 in the Blue Diamond.
Please,
we're still waiting on the result of the Loving Gabby vet test, which is
on our screen. We've just got the dot.
We are speaking. We're going to take a break. We might have that news on the other side. We will also have a look at the Oakley Plate and the Peter Young Stakes.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus, and we've got big breaking news. Loving Gabby and the Ladbrokes Blue Diamond Stakes has been past fit to run. So, favourite punters breathe a sigh of relief, those who have taken the shorter odds during the week, and it's good to see a full field in the Blue Diamond going around. Loving Gabby past fit to run. SMS is coming through thick and fast. Whatever shark is on, I want some. Brooklyn Hustle couldn't win if it had a six-length start. That's from Bernie and Balmoral. Hawker Hurricane will bomb them and will win. Swanee from Croydon. Why is Bella Ross
that be an issue,
so much? She'll lead for a long way. Place chance looks great. Well, a lot of discussion.
Seems to read out a lot of the negative tweets towards you. He doesn't seem to read out a lot of the ones praising the shark, but as soon as one comes through giving him a clip, it does seem to get airtime.
Bernie from Balmoral doesn't sound like a young man. It sounds like an angry sort of gentleman, maybe advancing in years, just sitting there, rocking on his veranda in Balmoral.
That's going to make Bernie send in a nice tweet about
you. I know. I'm baiting
Bernie. Let's move on to the Oakley Plate, because this is one of the most intriguing races of the day, and it could be
this is good. This story's good.
And the moment of Sarah Shoker's life, who joins us now because she is the trainer of Eduardo. How are you, Sarah?
Hi, good, thank you.
Will you sleep much tonight?
I don't think so.
Do you still pinch yourself that you're in this position?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's the biggest thrill of my career. So, yeah, very exciting. Very exciting for the owners, of course, as well.
What's the last fortnight or so been like, Sarah, since his trial at Cranbourne, which was just ridiculous, leaving a horse with Group 1 form like I'll Have a Bit so far behind, you know, 8 lengths. Have you just been walking past and just standing there looking at him and waiting to, you know, put the keys in the ignition and see what he could do?
Yeah, I think he's given that break he's had, he's come back better again. So watching him in this Oakley Plate is going to be quite amazing, I think, because I think we're going to see the best of him there.
Can you beat, or are you confident you can beat Nature Strip?
I think we can beat Nature Strip.
I like it. I like the confidence. Gate 21, any issues there? Or are you happy he's actually out there and he's not going to be cluttered up?
When the barrier draw came out, I wasn't... I don't know. I was really... I wasn't jumping with joy. But with Brian on him, Brian knows him. Brian, he'll know what to do when those gates open, and hopefully we can just slide along somewhere. We've got plenty of space to do that. And between there and the first corner, we can just slide in behind something, get a nice cart in. Hoping he's going to be fresh, so he's going to be quite eager and keen. So it's just a little bit, like I said, Brian knows him. He's ridden all his work. He's ridden all his races. So, and he's obviously done his form. So just hoping we can get a nice clear run through somewhere and then get over the top of him late. So, yeah.
It would be one of the great stories of the day and of the racing year if you can take your first Group 1. We wish you all the best tomorrow, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
I like her. I'm with her. I like Eduardo. I think Nature Strip is a potential star, but I can't back him at $2.10. And what price are we getting, Eduardo?
$9 at the moment, 11
into
9. And
you get out to $10 once you give us a little boost.
Yeah, no doubt. So punters are very much with the top two in the market. Nature Strip, $2.30 into $2.10. Eduardo, 10 out to 11, but subsequently 11 into 9. Every other runner in the field has drifted. So it looks a wide race on paper, but can we trim it up a little bit, Shark?
You probably can. This is one of my favourite betting races of the year. I just froth at the prospect of betting in an Oakley Plate each year. I love it. I just love it. Love it so much.
And how are you going to love it this year? What's going to make you love it even
so
more?
Much. Look, Nature Strip at $2.10. I can't back him straight out because it's almost like it's against a religion to back something at $2.10 in an Oakley Plate. It's a race that compels you to look for value. He may well be the fastest horse in the race, and he may well win the race at $2.10. We all go, oh, of course he won the Rubiton by a million lengths. And there's no fun in that, though. At better odds, I'm going to back Eduardo. I think he's untapped. still unexposed after five starts. I don't mind horses that sit wide on speed in Oakley Plates. They can win. Mrs. Onassis, Flamberge. There are others that I can't think of off the top of my head. As far as closers are concerned, I've got an ongoing love affair with Sprite.
Trialled very well. But Winx.
Trials were very good. Her Group 1 form during the spring was excellent. She was running some just mad sectionals in good elite sprint races coming from the back of the field. I think an Oakley Plate gives her the opportunity to really charge up late and get into the finish, hopefully at each way odds at a big price with Michael Walker in the saddle. So I'll be backing Sprite and Eduardo, and I'll take an exacta with Nature Strip to win to beat about six horses.
Quaddy-wise, do you take Nature Strip one out or do you go wider?
No, I'll probably take Nature Strip. You know what? I'm going to throw Fell Swoop in, number four. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 6, 10. At a
six,
massive
Sprite,
price.
10, Eduardo, yep.
At a massive price, 14. I'll have a bit.
I'll have a bit first up.
Oh, Usain Bowler gets a run now, doesn't it?
No, he needs one more scratching. Not and we've got an SMS asking
if
about
Usain Bowler gets in. If Usain Bowler gets in, put him in your quaddy.
All right, so 3, 4, 6, 10, 14.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the scratchings. If 21 gets in, throw it in your quaddy. We're up to the last leg, gents. And Avilius did the job for a lot of people first up. 225, is that his price at the moment?
Yes. Has been the best backed runner on the program, so hopefully can get the job done. Knights Watcher, 4.20, second elect. D'Argento at 7, Ace High 11, but the Elise Avilius double, very popular. Throw in Nature Strip as well, and as Sally Snow alluded to yesterday, if some of those shorties win early in the day, Avilius could almost go round odds on.
Wow.
Look, I have an ongoing romance with Avilius, and he's let me down a couple of times. Well, actually, it wasn't him.
Yeah, by not running in races.
He didn't go to the Metropolitan.
Or the Caulfield Cup.
As a Catholic, I've forgiven James Cummings. I'm over that, right? I'm over that. I'm a forgiving sort of soul. And James is going to the Australian Cup. He said that. I'm so heavily invested in Avilius. If he wins the Australian Cup, there's going to be a boat named after him in my garage, and it'll be bigger than my current boat.
You've got a tinny.
I know, so it doesn't have to be much bigger. Doesn't have to be much bigger, much of an upgrade. I might even call it the Cummings boat or something anyway. But he, I think he'll win this. Barrier one, look, it's going to be tricky for Bowman. I think he's just the best horse in the race, Avilius. I really do. I thought if he was going to be beaten, it was the pattern of the track that would have got him last time. It didn't. He's a force of nature, Avilius, and I'm with him.
Do you put Knight's Watch, the only other one in the quaddy?
No, D'Argento.
D'Argento. So are you're leaving Knight's Watch out of the quarter?
Leaving it out.
So you come home with the six and the eight.
Yes. A D'Argento out to his right trip from a gate where he won't get cluttered up.
Best of the day at Caulfield from you, Shark.
Secunderabad. Race
get
one.
Get the cash early. And maybe do you do what Dino did and do the bookend? Secunderabad into Avilius.
Well, if it's good enough for Dean Lester, it's good enough for moi.
Quintonian, leave us with the best back to Caulfield and also the best packed in Sydney. We've got the Silver Slipper and also the Hobart
Field.
What price is the Autumn Sun?
$1.55. Well, the best backed runner at Caulfield is Race 9, number 8, Avilius. Hopefully you can send us all home with a smile. The Autumn Sun, $1.55, one bet of 40,000 yesterday at that quote. Vega Days, a $5.50 second elect. Bondi at $7.50. The race I can't wait for, race two on the program, the Silver Slipper Stakes. Tassort $1.75. McLaren at $5. Ferretti has been popular, $9 into $5.50. Born a Warrior, the half brother to the quarterback at $10. Time to Rain $11. And Chicago Bull, good luck to the Galagotas team there at $12.
One word answer, Shark. Tassort?
Yes.
The Autumn Sun?
Regrettably, yes.
By default?
I would have backed to beat him.
All right. Enjoy tomorrow. It is going to be one hell of a day.
What's your best? Give us a winner. Leave us with one stinking moral.
I'm on a theory of the diamond. The theory is setting up.
This is your Manuel moment this weekend.
You are
going to have so much money after this weekend.
It is a theory into Avilius for me. So this is just the first leg.
Another wing on the Fellgate
Manor. I'm a multi-maniac. Good luck, Quinny. Good luck for you. What's your best?
Oh, I like Avilius.
We're all on Avilius. Sharky, good luck to you and Nadal.
You,
you're having a nice weekend away. We'll be back on Monday.